A bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote in the United States passed the House along largely partisan lines, but with a few Democrats voting in favor. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, a key backer of the bill, said during a speech ahead of the vote that Democrats oppose the bill because they want illegal immigrants to participate in elections, and called the vote a, quote, generation-defining moment.
Because the Democratic Party has shown time and time again that they want our borders wide open to every country on the planet, and that they want illegal aliens voting in our elections, we now have reached a fateful decision point. And here's the critical question. Should only American citizens of this country, be allowed to determine who controls the People's House, the Senate, and the White House? Now look, every Republican, emphatically, every one of our colleagues here says yes. The answer to that question is yes. And every Republican will vote for the bill that we have on the floor today.
The so-called SAVE Act is unlikely to advance through the Democratic-led Senate. The Biden administration also says it's strongly opposed because safeguards already are in place to verify voter eligibility and enforce the law against non-citizen voting. Still, the House vote will give Republicans an opportunity to bring attention to two of their central issues this year, border and election security. And it provides an opportunity to fuel former President Donald Trump's unfounded claims that Democrats have encouraged the surge of migrants so they can register them to vote, which would be illegal. Research and audits in several states show there have been a few incidents of non-citizens who successfully registered to vote and cast ballots, but it happens rarely and is typically by mistake. Democrats and voting rights advocates have said the legislation is unnecessary because it's already a felony for non-citizens to register to vote in federal elections. It's punishable by fines, prison, or deportation. Anyone registering must attest under penalty of perjury that they are a U.S. citizen. Non-citizens also are not allowed to cast ballots at the state level. A handful of municipalities do allow them to vote in some local elections. Opponents of the bill have also pointed to surveys showing that millions of Americans, roughly 1 in 10, don't have easy access to up-to-date documentary proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate, naturalization certificate, or passport. And therefore, the bill could inhibit U.S. citizen voters who aren't able to further prove their status. During the floor debate for the bill, Representative Joe Morrell of New York, the top Democrat on the House Administration Committee, expressed concern that the bill would disenfranchise various American citizens.
This is a deeply damaging bill. It will disenfranchise tens of millions of Americans. It will disenfranchise military voters, especially those serving bravely and courageously overseas. It will disenfranchise married women who changed their names. It will disenfranchise rural voters. It will disenfranchise Native voters and students and poor voters and elderly voters. It will disenfranchise survivors of natural disasters like so many are experiencing this week across the United States.
The House vote comes days after the Republican National Committee released its party platform, which emphasizes border security issues and takes a stand against Democrats, quote, giving voting rights to migrants living in the country illegally. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.